Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are not intended to provide healthcare advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Views expressed here do not necessarily reflect those of the Angel Radio Network or its staff. Enlightening the world, one radio show at a time, you're listening to the Angel Radio Network. And now, here's your host.
Hello, and welcome to the Wings on the Ground show. I'm your host, Kathy Andrews, here with my husband and engineer, John. And I'd like to tell everyone happy Valentine's Day this week. Every week we have their angel wings on the ground in service to others, humans, animals, and the planet. And also every week, I announce my upcoming classes and appearances. So let's get right to that. On Saturday, February 15th, which is this Saturday, I will be offering 20-minute readings at the monthly psychic fair at Life in Balance, which is in Little River, South Carolina. I have found that I've had a lot of success using Doreen Virtue's Mermaid and Dolphin Oracle cards. And, of course, you also get information from your angels and guides through the cards. They've provided really accurate readings that all of my guests have truly marveled at. So along with the information from your angels, guides, and animal spirits, I'm going to continue using that deck of cards. For more information on the psychic fair at Life in Balance, please call Life in Balance at 843-421-6717, or you can check in with them online at www.lifeinbalancecenter.org on Sunday, February 16th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., I will be presenting an Angel Light Initiation at Holistic Health and Healing Center on Oak Street in Myrtle Beach. Angel Light was always taught and still is as part of the La Ho Chi energy healing system, but it's also a standalone modality. It's very gentle yet very powerful healing that is so fantastic to use on children, including babies, the elderly, and even your pets. Angel Light helps purify and balance and integrate your energy centers and open and align all of the physical and etheric bodies with the angelic realms. Some other instructions, if you wish to participate, is to wear all white or bring a white sheet, and I will wrap you up like a toga. Please eat before you arrive, and please bring 2 pillows, 2 bottles of water, and a blanket. All of my classes, no matter where they are, do require pre-registration. For the classes I offer at Holistic Health and Healing, please register with me directly. You may email me at mermaiddreamsforme, that is mermaiddreams, the number 4, the word me, at gmail.com, or you can text me at 843-315-4373. I do work a full-time job on weekdays, but I can usually return calls and text in the evenings. And I'm also announcing that I'm in the process of streamlining all of my announcements on Facebook onto my Wings on the Ground Facebook page. So I will be eliminating the Heart's Higher Ground Healing. If all of you that are signed up on that page would please transfer over to the Wings on the Ground page, you will still have access to my announcements about who's going to be on the show and about my upcoming classes. So again, please go to the Wings on the Ground Facebook page and follow it. And we are going to now take a very short commercial break. And when we return, I'll introduce you to my guest tonight, who is Holly Berger of the Lightworkers Alliance. We will be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is April Reynolds, the founder of the Angel Radio Network. Here's what's coming up. Sundays at 8 p.m., join Dr. Connie Numbers for Kicking It Up a Notch in Life, Love, and Spirit. Mondays at 8 p.m., it's Raising Vibrations with Paige Hall Ferraro. Tuesdays at 8 p.m., join us for Wings on the Ground with Kathy Andrews. Wednesdays at 9 p.m., it's For the Love of Spirit with Anaswara and Sherry. Thursdays at 8 p.m., join Marcia Hanson-McCauley for her show, Nurse to Health. And Fridays at 9 p.m., it's Inspirations with Lisa Starr. Find out more by following us on Facebook.com/Angel Radio Network. Also, sign up for our mailing list at angelradionetwork.com or text Angel Radio to 22828 to subscribe from your phone. And if you've been thinking of having your own radio show, contact me today at info@angelradionetwork.com, where we're changing the world by enlightening the world one radio show at a time.
Welcome back to the Wings on the Ground show. I am your host, Kathy Andrews. Tonight's guest is the founder of Lightworkers Alliance, Holly Berger. Holly is a conscious channel, professional artist, and spiritual facilitator. She helps people clear negative energy and connect with their guides by working with pure Christ consciousness, beings of light. Tonight, Holly will be talking about how to connect with your guides and angels, her readings, and her pocket prayer book, which is available as a paperback or an ebook. And I must say that I have used Holly's prayer book quite a bit. John, I think you're going to need to unmute her mic. Oh, okay. And hi, Holly. And I have used Holly's prayer book quite a bit when I have had special occasions, like for house clearings. It has come in extremely handy for me. So welcome to the show, Holly.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here. We met about, 2007. Out in Sedona, and I've been a big fan of Holly's ever since then. So, I couldn't hear you. What?
I said, and I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you. We're going to be talking tonight a lot about angels and about guides, and during the course of the show, Holly has said that she will do readings for people, so feel free to call in if you have a question for Holly to do a short reading for you, and the number is 714-242-5256. And also during the course of the show, Holly is going to be giving away three different things, so stay tuned. So, Holly, let's talk about angels and guides, first of all. It's a really, really popular subject. And how can one person tell if they have angels and guides around them? Are there any signs?
That's a really good question. You know, that's the perfect question to start our conversation. People ask me about their angels and guides all the time. They assume that I have some connection that they don't have, and it's not true. I have a connection that everyone else has. I may have a different language or a way of receiving information, but every single person has guides and angels. We all have them. So if you think about soul groups, and I know a lot of people understand this, that I have a past life with so-and-so, or this person's been in my life many lifetimes. The soul groups actually extend to your ethereal beings. So there are ethereal beings that have titles or jobs. So maybe one of your soul group came in as your mother or your brother or your sister or your cousin. They also come in as guides and angels, and you guys stay together. So it's your kinfolk if you're from
okay.
the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I had to get Kathy on that one. Ethereal beings, you know, they have their jobs. So they're assigned to you. They're part of you. So everybody has them. We don't have a way of getting here without this hierarchy. That's how humans incarnate. So they're your relatives. They're your ethereal relatives, and they never abandon you. So think about that. Think about these beings that are there for you. They never abandon you. But we can abandon them, and that's the hardest part, that we forget that they're here for us. We forget that we knew them on the other side. We forget about that. So we have to get into the mindset that we know they're there. We know they're there. And every person has at least one guide. I like to call the guides that are with us daily immediate guides. They're our immediate guides. Some people have two. That's what I've seen. I've seen one and I've seen two. Maybe there's somebody who has three. I don't know. But everyone has at least one or two guides, and everyone has a guardian angel. And then we have an army of beings between us and the divine. You know, I say source or God or creator, however you look at the I am presence or the divine. There are, I really want to say millions, but that's probably my exaggeration, but there are thousands of beings of light between us and the divine, and they are ready to help us. They're ready to work with us. They're there for us. So, you know, it's a funny question. How do I know how I have guides and angels? It's like saying, how do I know I'm alive? You know, you do. You just, everyone does.
Okay. For people that might not be familiar, let's talk about the difference between guides and angels. And since you've already brought up soul groups, let's start with the soul groups and go into a little bit more detail, if you don't mind, just in case somebody has never heard that term before.
Okay. I'll try to speak in a simple manner. I can go deep, but, you know, some people have a hard time talking for an hour, but I kind of thought it was a short amount of time. I'm trying to limit myself here. Think of soul family as just your relatives, you know, this group of beings. And the way I was taught about this, okay, this is going beyond my surface explanation, but my guides are coming in and saying to tell you guys this. When I first learned about souls, I was a total novice when my guides came to me. I was stubborn and resistant and full of negative energy. So when I started shifting, it happened hard and fast, which is how I met Kathy, you guys. She saved me from who knows what. I had a major healing with Kathy in Sedona, Arizona that changed my life. So I was just learning to be who I was, you know. And I envy people that have the education from their parents, that have a life of knowing about fairies and angels and stuff like that. But I didn't, so I get not knowing it. So when you think about coming in as a soul family, my guides, this is a true story. I'm not making this up. I just want you guys to know this. I learned how to meditate, and we'll talk about that later. So I'm in a meditation, and my guides show me what I believe to be a disco ball. I swear this is true. So it's this multifaceted round circle, and it really looks like a disco ball, you know, with the little mirrors on it.
Yeah.
And I say, what is that? And they say, this is a soul. It's many, many facets, and that you don't incarnate with your whole soul. You incarnate with a small part of this, and all these other facets become other things. It was a great visual, because then I could understand this facet is my guardian angel, and this facet is a guide, and this facet is another part of me having a parallel lifetime. So that's a little bit of an explanation that kind of, it might push on some people's belief systems, but for me, it brought it all together, because I could understand the whole, and I could understand that I was part of the whole.
Right.
So when you get into the hierarchy.
That is a good visual. Mm-hmm. That is
a good
visual.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
So when you get into the hierarchy of, like, angels and guides, there's archangels, which archangels are a specific group of beings, and they have jobs. They have very specific jobs. And then there is an angelic realm. And if anybody was raised in religion, then you have heard of cherubs and all types of different angels. I don't get into specifics as much as some people do. I'm probably not the best person to learn about the angelic realms. I work more with, I try to, my thing is to work with beings that are pure light. So if you're, you know, the third rank of something or other angel, that may not make as much sense to me as the fact that you're pure Christ consciousness light. That's
right.
What I want. I want the highest realms of light. So what I do when I meditate or work with beings of light is I ask for the highest frequencies of light that are most appropriate to be sent to me from the I Am Presence. And, you know, the fallback for any spiritual work is Archangel Michael. You know, he pretty much does it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell people, what if you really need Archangel Raphael? What if you need your great-grandfather from three lifetimes ago? You know, I always let the divine provide me with what's most appropriate versus deciding myself. But
mm-hmm.
you can always send Archangel Michael and the most appropriate beings of light.
Right, right. Yeah. I know too, one of the things that when I was first experiencing the angelic realms, and I was so overwhelmed by the thousands, like you said, there's probably millions of the different angels, and how I thought, how am I going to ever learn all their names? And it became clear to me pretty quickly that they don't really care if you have names for them or not. I kind of learned to call on the computer angels if I was having computer problems, and parking lot angels if I needed a parking space.
Ah, that's bad.
Have you experienced that too?
Absolutely. I love that too. And I have experienced calling the parking lot angels. I love the parking lot angels. I pretty much ask for everything. You know, I've just learned to be that mode of opening myself to what's possible. And you can't do that without asking.
Right.
You just can't. I was typing one time. I've written a bunch of books, really bad, horrible books. I'm working on one right now that I hope will be a good book. That's why I'm working on it forever. But when I had an encounter with Metatron, and it was so significant that I thought it needed to be in a book, and it is. But I know I do good things. I'm not saying I'm not good at things, but this is really not a good book.
Oh.
So I was writing, and this voice came, and I was a little frustrated. And this voice came, and it said, "We are going to give you the most important New Age." Oh, now I've lost the words. But it was the New Age something technique. I'm sorry. I should have this written down, but I'm going off the cuff here. And so I was writing and trying to, you know, keep the energy of my guides, and a New Age awareness technique. Sorry about that. The New Age awareness technique. Well, I just thought, my gosh, I'm going to receive something that is so significant and so important. It's going to be a New Age awareness technique. And I was thrilled. And, of course, when you get excited and get in your ego, you're not going to get anything from spirit. So I lost the connection. So I had to calm down and get back to my fingers on the keyboard, ready to receive the New Age awareness technique. And then I heard it again. You are going to receive the New Age awareness technique. I got all excited and lost my channel again. I lost it three times. Finally got myself calmed down. And I said, okay, I'm ready. I'm calmed down. I'm grounded. I'm listening. What is the New Age awareness technique? This is what they said.
Uh-huh.
Ask. And I said, I did ask. I'm ready to receive the New Age awareness technique. And they said, ask. How frustrating. I thought, you're not telling me that's the New Age awareness technique. And they said, yes, it is. You will not receive unless you ask. You will not align
right.
yourself without asking. You must ask questions. You must ask for everything. Ask for what you want. You know, create your desires. Use questions. And they say that's how Jesus taught, that he used questions. And
mm-hmm.
since then, after I moved through this disappointment that I wasn't going to get rich and famous for my New Age awareness technique, train myself to work by asking questions. You know, my mind is consistently asking questions, asking the guides, you know. It really does help. So that's just a little side note in our talk tonight.
Yeah. That's how we communicate. We go off on tangents and then come back. So it's
all good.
I think
tangent might be my middle name.
So what's the difference then between angels and guides?
The difference is that they're just different beings. They have, you know, I was once told that Archangel Michael is an office, which means a group of souls occupy the office, and they create the energy for the being.
Okay.
So sometimes I see them as like a station or an office with an energy, and each one has a different energy. So to me, guides are the ones that literally guide us. So they work more with daily matters. But there's,
okay.
I wish I could be definitive, but, you know, I've been doing this consistently for the past 12 years. And I've never found a time where I know everything. I just don't. There's always something to learn. There's always a new piece of information, and there's always more guides and angels. So the
yes.
hierarchy is ever expanding. And if you've ever studied the Keys of Enoch, J.J. Hertog, Dr. Hertog, has a hierarchy on paper. And in probably a little bit bigger than normal writing, it takes like 8 poster boards to write down the hierarchy.
Oh, gosh.
But so he's had journeys where he knows their names, and I saw this poster board and I started taking pictures of it with my phone, and, you know, I wanted the information, and then I just got this message, why? Why do you want the information? And I thought, well, if it's not my place, if it's not for me to communicate this, I need to let it go. And so I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
So the difference between guides and angels is that they do different things. You know, angels work with, I would say angels work more with group situations and bigger energies, and guides work with smaller energies. But at times I feel that's reversed.
Okay.
I guess I would have to say I have no idea. You know, I'm still of the mind that the divine knows best what I need
mm-hmm.
in most situations. You know, my surrender is more important than my knowledge, although I love knowledge. But my surrender should always be a tiny bit stronger than my knowledge. That's the way I feel. So
right.
rather than know the difference, I need to know that I am in surrender to the divine aspect, which is myself, the divine aspect of myself, so that I can be in relationship with all frequencies that are me. You know, these guides and angels are one with me on some level. You know, when we go
right.
back to the big disciple. So, I don't know if that's the best answer, but that's what I have right now.
Okay. Well, I know that a lot of people, this is going off on a tangent again, I guess, but a lot of people feel like their relatives that have already crossed over are angels for them. And mm-hmm. do you think that that's possible, or would they be more of a guide?
Well, that's a very interesting concept. I talk to a lot of people that say, is my grandmother a guide for me? I feel her all around. There are situations, and this is where this disco ball thing gets really complicated. There are situations
okay.
where I have seen a relative go into be in part of the conglomeration of souls that occupy an immediate guide.
Okay.
I have seen souls go into other places. Usually angels are sort of a different tribe. I don't think they get angelic, but we're all angelic from some perspective.
Yeah.
So that gets a little complicated. But what I usually see, and this is, I do mediumship work, but it's a little different. When people pass, this is what my guides told me, that you have a soul that incarnates into a human body, and then you need something to keep that soul in the body, so we create a spirit. So the spirit is sort of like the glue that keeps us in. When we release our human body, it goes away, and the spirit should be absorbed into the divine. That's what we see leave. So let's just use me as an example. So my spirit, if I pass, my spirit is Holly Berger. My soul, let's just say my soul is called One, you know, because it's one with the I Am. It's
right.
not One, but let's just say it is. One never changes. One maybe morphs and becomes more or less, but it's still One. Holly Berger has to be absorbed back into somewhere, or she gets lost where? She gets lost in the fourth dimension or the astral field, depending on what you want to call it. And then that's where we find people who have not gone into the light. That's their spirit. So when people want to contact someone, if they haven't crossed over, and I don't just go in and make people cross over. If my guides ask me or show me that is my work, I'll do it. But I only do what they show me to do because I'd have my butt kicked for doing the wrong thing. You know, I like to learn the hard way. Excuse me. I used to like to learn the hard way. Now I like to learn the easy way. So if somebody says, you know, this happened, and, you know, we do the crossover thing, that's fine. But I won't communicate with somebody that's not crossed over because they're not of pure light, and the infiltration factor is very high. So I look for where their soul is. But their soul, depending on where it's gone and what it's doing, may carry a higher frequency of being something else, which may seem angelic, which may seem like a guide, or it may seem like Holly Berger. So if I cross over and my soul gets absorbed into one and somebody contacts one, they're going to be blown away because it's going to be a very lighted soul versus this human body that's, you know, whatever it is. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So imagine if your Aunt Jessie crosses over and then she comes to you from her soul, she's going to seem like an angel. She's going to have so much light and be so beautiful and so amazing, she's going to seem angelic. So that's how we get confused, because we're so impressed with light. We love it. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing. So it will appear to be angelic.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's a little complicated for a quick answer. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good.
No, I'm sure you've been asked this before, and even when I'm doing readings at the psychic fair and I'm talking to people about their angels and their guides, they usually say, what are their names, so that they can call them by name?
Yeah, that's a great question. And people ask me that a lot. And it used to bother me because I wouldn't get names a lot. So I thought I was, you know, uneducated or that I needed to learn something. And then, you know, Sylvia Brown, she's famous for giving people the names of their guides. She would do that all day long. I saw her live once, and practically every person said, who's my guide, and blah, 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 blah. And she would say, your guide's name is Stan. Your guide's name is David. Your guide's name is Monica, you know. And I thought, that's so weird, because when I saw her live, then I was tuned into what she was looking at, and I thought, those aren't the names. So. I went to my guide. I said, what is that about? And they said, it doesn't matter what they call them. It matters what she's doing is she's connecting them with a relationship, and she's using a name that's appropriate for them to say, hey, Charlie, hey, Susie, you know. She's making a connection that they can use.
Okay.
And I thought, well, that's interesting. So you can call your, you know, it's like getting a pet. Whatever you name your pet, they're going to come. They're going to come because that's what you name them. So what my guides told me to do was to help people get the frequency of their guide. So when you're in a reading and you get the frequency raised and you're grounded and you're connected to the divine and you're really feeling spiritual in that moment, ask your guide to come forth. And you can do this in a reading or you can do it in meditation. Ask your guide to come forth and feel it. There's a signature there. You know, if we focus on that signature, what is it? It's about recognition. And if we concentrate and focus, we'll get that frequency. We will recognize that frequency. And then we can say whatever we feel. You know, I had an experience where I was convinced that my guardian angel was Archangel Ariel. And I told my meditation teacher, and she said, archangels are not guardian angels, so they're separate beings. Well, I just thought, she doesn't know me. She isn't my angel.
Yeah.
I went for about 2 years of talking to my guardian angel in my meditations, who was Archangel Ariel. And then one day, as clear as a bell, I heard her name. And it was with a Scottish accent. It was Ariel. And I wrote it down as A-H-R-E-E-L. And I said, you're not Archangel Ariel, are you? And she said, no, but that's okay. So the frequency still came, even though I messed up her name. You know, I could have called her Andy. You know, I could have called her anything, and she would be there. So the word is not the command. The frequency is the command. And
okay,
that's why this conversation, yeah, the conversation can work for anybody, because you don't have to have the gifts of vision or hearing. You don't have to be clairaudient or clairvoyant. You know, you just have to have the ability to sit still long enough and to learn how to meditate and then get to know the frequencies, and they're there for you. I guarantee you those frequencies are there for every single person.
Okay.
But this is the hitch, is that the funny thing about it is I really believe that people get the name of their guide. Maybe it's a nickname or, you know, like an English name versus whatever their guide's name is, or maybe one syllable out of five. But people know. They think they don't, but they do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. I want to remind our listeners that if you want to call in and get a reading on the air with Holly, that the number is 714-242-5256. And do you want to talk about your first giveaway?
Yeah, I'm going to do a triple giveaway tonight. And it's going to be available at my website. And I think you mentioned before, my website is lightworkersalliance.com. Spelled just like it sounds, light, L-I-G-H-T, workersalliance.com. And then you'll do a slash. I guess I should know what kind of slash it is. Okay, I think it's a forward, yeah, it's a forward slash. Angel Radio Network. So that's really a long, long, long address, but you can do it. lightworkersalliance.com/angelradionetwork. If you go there right now, I have a friend that needed some care today, someone that was in the hospital. And I chose to go and visit her versus getting that web page completed. So right now it says, check back Wednesday morning. So tomorrow morning it will have all three gifts on there. And the first gift is, Kathy mentioned that I'm an artist, and I love to draw mandalas,
yes,
which are based on the flower of life. So the first giveaway is a JPEG to a mandala. So you will have a visual thing to work with that will bring probably the energy of this evening, but also the radiant frequency of what the mandala is about, and that will be explained. You'll get some information on that. First giveaway is a mandala.
Yay! And well, I love all of your art. And, in fact, I put one of your paintings up. Was it Heart to Hands or Hands and Heart?
Yeah, the angel with the
Yes, I put that up on the studio scroll so that people could see that, because it's in honor of Valentine's Day. But you have quite a lot of mandalas, and they're so beautiful. So
Thanks. So
everybody go to Holly's website, lightworkersalliance.com/angelradionetwork. And you have further instructions tomorrow morning. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we have somebody who is waiting in queue, and I'm going to check with them and see if they are wanting a reading with you. Is that okay?
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Caller from 636 area code, you are on the air. Do you have a question for Holly for a reading?
I couldn't stand it. I waited to see if somebody else would call in, and I never allow myself to get readings, and you know how much I love you. I couldn't resist. And I know you know who I am. Yeah.
You're awesome. I love you.
I love you so much. Oh, I'm so enjoying your talk. You have validated so many things that I am so much in alignment with, but I'm not surprised about that either. So, yeah, getting guides and all of that. So I'm sitting here trying to think, okay, what is my question? Can you just read me? I know you can.
Okay, so just so the readers know, Annie, we spoke of Sedona. Annie and I are Oh, we just, you know, did you ever meet somebody and you look at them and you're like, where do I know you from? Annie and I did that for about 5 or 10 minutes, went through where we lived and who we could possibly be connected through, and finally realized that we pretty much did not occupy the same space ever in this lifetime, and just said, okay, we're soul sisters. And that was that. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so Annie was also in Sedona with myself and Kathy and some other women, and we went through a very intense healing process there, a very beautiful healing process. So I have done readings for Annie before, so I'm just going to ask my guides if there's anything appropriate to bring forth for Annie in this moment. So this is interesting. You know, when I do readings, I have it's a higher frequency than I'm in right now. It's not a conversational frequency. I will speak from the guides, and, you know, I put aside the conversation like we've been having. But so what, I'm going to tell you what the pictures are, Annie, and hopefully I'm going to read them appropriately, but you might be able to help me with the vision or what to read this vision. So this is what I'm being shown, that you are – there's a part of yourself that's integrating, I would say, from your soul. So a higher aspect of self is integrating. And when I see her coming down, she looks angelic. She looks very beautiful and very much full of light. She has, let's see, that's her. She has a crystal in her right hand. It's a pretty good-sized crystal, like her fingers don't quite go around it. It's a pretty large crystal. It's a clear crystal. Okay, they're saying it's a Lemurian crystal, but it's clear. It's not. There's Lemurian quartz out now that's yellow, and that's a separate quartz. This is a clear Lemurian crystal. The other hand holds, the guys are saying it holds nothing, but it's shaped like it's holding something, so I thought it couldn't see. And they're saying that this is a transference. So the crystal in the right hand would be the receiving hand, so the transference of energy coming into the left hand, which is the giving hand. Do I have those backwards? Receive to the right. I think. Well, I don't know. You can figure that out. But so what I'm seeing is you're integrating an aspect of self, and the guides are saying you've been working on this for the past 6 months, and it will take you almost another 9 months to integrate it. So it's like you're in college right now. When it's done, it will be done. But you'll have access to the energy that will be done in 9 months. In about 3 months, and you will have a new hands-on healing ability. So when I see energy like this that people can open up in themselves, there's a couple of very important things to do. One is to keep the chakras or energy centers at your palms open. And the guides are saying you do a great job with the 7 chakras. But there's some energy centers to look at. And if you're sitting down and you just reach around and grab your rear end, there's energy centers there. I've never heard that before, but they're saying that they're like hip centers. Those need to stay open for you, as well as below your feet. So the energy openings in your feet and the chakras below your feet need to stay open. They need to be checked every day. The guides are saying that the work you do now causes them to get cluttered sometimes. When you're done with this integration, they will be radiant balls of light. And you'll have an energy worker that will come to you and say, I don't know what these balls of light are at your hips, but it looks like you have extra chakras. And I have a feeling at your hips have to do with sitting down to do your work, because you have to be that grounded. Some people have to sit because they fall down because they get dizzy or they forget about their body. You'll be sitting a lot to do this work. And you'll be grounding through your root chakra and through that energy at your hips and through your feet. And so it creates sort of a tripod that will weave together into a beautiful, beautiful cord of light that connects you to the core of the earth. The better that grounding cord works, the better it works, the stronger it is through those three areas, the clearer you'll be as a channel and the more energy you'll pull from the divine. And this is angelic energy. And so while I have these beings here, I'm going to ask them what's the difference between guidance and angelic energy. And they're saying angelic energy has specifics. And they're saying humans look at angels as sort of one group, but there's thousands of different types of angels. And this specific type of angelic system has a radiant frequency from another planet. So it's an off-planet frequency, but it's pure light, and it's specific for healing the physical body, but they're saying you will also, because of who you are and what you know, you'll use it to heal the emotional and the mental bodies as well, and the spiritual bodies if that's necessary. But it will be a radiant focus energy that anchors into the physical body and emanates out. So that's how it will work, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. That's the message they have for you.
Awesome. I knew I was in a process of transforming and integrating new stuff, and I wasn't sure how long it was going to go on. Can I ask just a quick question? I'm going to be introduced, I think it's Friday this week, with a new energy. Is that part of this, or is that just something to help me move in my path?
The guides are saying it's a strand. This energy is not named on this planet, so it's not Reiki or Arch or, you know, John of God energy. It's not named.
That's what
the guides are.
Yeah,
that's what you thought. Yeah, when you've woven through enough healing energies, hands-on healing energies, you sort of get your own attunement. So it's the Annie energy, and you won't be able to teach anybody else to do it. You can teach people to open up to channel their own healing energy, but it's not something that you can write a book about because it's almost indescribable.
I understand.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see how you be a hands-on healer while you sit on your rump.
I know.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
And how do I work at keeping those chakras open more, the hips and the feet?
You can do all that in meditation, and if you get stuck, then you'll have to call somebody. You know, you can ask your guides who the best person to call is, but most of it you can do by daily meditation, through daily meditation.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I love you so much.
I love you too, sweetie. I'm so happy you called.
Me too. Me too. All right. I'll let you go.
All right.
Thanks,
bye,
Annie.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Holly, we have another caller holding for you.
Okay.
Get them up. Okay, are they on? Okay. Okay, caller from 303 area code. You're on the air with Holly. And do you have a question?
Hi, Holly. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Liz is one of my Denver people. She's a longtime client, and I don't know if there's any light workers out there, but you fall in love with your clients, you know, and so now Liz is my friend. So we've been for a while.
Well, I was just going to ask you what information do you have for me today?
Okay, let me ask if there's anything for Miss Liz. So this is interesting, Liz. I feel like you're going through an integration as well, but it's very different from what I saw with Annie. And the guides are saying that you are actually going through an integration that involves an expansion. So I see you taller, you know, reaching through dimensions. And they're saying that you have a very strong curiosity, and this lengthening of self, which remains in the pillar of light. So that tells me you're protected and you're not going out of body and you're not venturing into areas where you might be endangered by, astral projecting and then coming in and throughout your energy fields in inappropriate ways that are dangerous to you. This is a pillar of light frequency. You're very tall, stretched out, still grounded in lots of purple light, which I tend to expect with you because I know you work with the violet flame. But the guides are saying it's going to give you a little bit of a multidimensional sense of things. And I'm a little perplexed by this because I feel like a multidimensional vision is good and bad. It's good because it really helps us to learn things. You know, we can meditate easier. We can ask for things. We can say, I heard this. What does this mean for me? We can ask all kinds of things. But it does tend to take us away from the third dimension, and we have contracts. You know, we incarnated here. We grounded here on this planet to do things for Mother Gaia, for our, the people that are in our soul family, our immediate family members, and everyone we come in contact with. So, and the guys are saying this is correct. They're showing you this to show you your expansion abilities, but they do want your eyes to be in the third dimension. And so they're saying rather than stretch yourself so tall so that you can see way up there, they're saying keep yourself consciously in the third dimension and send an antenna up. So use an antenna up to send up. And they're saying just like, you know, the car antennas, you push a button, it goes up, and then you can say, guides, take me to the most appropriate place to learn about this. Take me to the most appropriate place to heal this, to get educated, whatever it is you want, the opportunities for you to learn. And I feel like this is really settling in now, so it's probably something that's already been happening. The opportunities for you to learn and get educated and just expand yourself with knowledge are vast. They're very vast right now. Does that make sense?
It does. It sure does. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a beautiful vision, especially with the violet flame light, you know, just working with that violet ray. We know that's healing. We know it helps us balance, but it's so beautiful. It's just literally breathtaking. It's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Love you, Holly.
Love you too, honey. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks
for calling.
Okay,
thank
now
you.
Holly, let's talk about your second giveaway.
Okay. When I first started working with Spirit, there was a time when I was frustrated, and luckily I had a computer at this time, because when all this started coming in, I was just on the cusp of being online and computers coming into homes and all that. And I would write because, you know, you can type much faster than you can pencil write. And so I would write, and I would write these most amazing things, and they weren't coming from me. They were just so poetic. And so I shared them with people. And when that happened enough, and I was passing around pieces of paper that I'd printed and so forth, I realized they needed to go into a little prayer book. So I'm going to send you guys, or excuse me, I'm not going to send it. On the webpage, you will find a prayer that goes with the mandala, but it's going to be a new prayer. My prayer book has, I think, about 50 prayers, and then there's another grouping of prayers that is secondary to that. So if you've worked with me in the past, this will be something different. And it will involve self-love, so there's a little bit of the Valentine theme this year. But it's always about, my work is always about getting vertical. It's always about grounding to the core of the earth and staying connected to the I Am Presence. That's the premise of all light work, in my opinion. So you'll receive your mandala for your visual piece and the prayer for if you want to speak it out loud, a verbal piece, or you can read it. You can actually put your own voice on tape and work with it that way. And I also want to mention, when you go to my website, please check out the resources page. There are free meditations on there. And I know it's hard for people to meditate. You're busy. You know, people are working. You've got kids. You've got stuff to take care of. But there's a quote. I think Gandhi said this. I need to research it. He said, I was going to meditate for an hour, but I was really busy, so I meditated for 2 hours. Isn't that great? So
yeah.
I really like meditation. I don't know how people live without it. It's so important. And you can look online, and those prayers that I have online are all, they're short. I think there might be one at 30 minutes, but most of them are 20 minutes or less. I'm a big meditator. I can meditate for a really long time, and if I feel like I have less than an hour, I feel like it's a short meditation. But if I have less than an hour, I take it. You know, I try to meditate every single day, and I miss days. I'm not perfect, you know, but I know that my guides told me a long time ago, how you meditate today is how you will be in the future. And it's true. I've done it long enough to see that what I used to strive for in meditation is my daily connection now.
Right. Okay.
So
let me mention again, the website is www.lightworkersalliance.com, and then there's a / Angel Radio Network, and Holly's going to have all of the information on this site tomorrow morning, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and if anybody, we do have permission to extend over the hour tonight, So there's still time if anybody else wants to have a reading. There's still time to call into the studio and talk to Holly. And that number is 714-242-5256. So, Holly, how can you how would you recommend that people can feel more connected to their angels and guides on a daily basis?
Well, you'll probably guess that I'll say pray and meditate. Pray and meditate. You know, I wrote a book of prayers, and I somehow learned to pray. And I think maybe I came in talking to my guides, but I didn't know it. That you've heard the phrase, there's no atheist in a foxhole. Have you heard that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell people that when they say they're atheist. I always say there's no atheist in a foxhole. And it cracks me up because the most popular anagram around is OMG. You
uh-huh.
know, people are talking to God all the time. And they may think they're not, but there's an inner conversation, there's an inner dialogue, and that inner dialogue is between us and a higher part of ourselves. And we may say that there's no God, there's nothing outside of me, and that's correct. But we have a third dimensional challenge because we chose to release some of our gifts, to veil some of our gifts and our awarenesses. We are here in the third dimension with a little bit of a communication crisis. So when people ask me I can feel more connected, I tell them converse with yourself. And I also tell them fake it till you make it. And I don't mean that arrogantly. I mean talk and expect the answer. My guides told me it's better to assume everything is a message rather than miss the actual message. And at first I thought that was ridiculous. But then I realized that I don't know if you guys have heard of Animal Speak by Ted Andrews. But
oh, yeah, I use
that
with all my readings. I do.
I love, and I also love Spirit Guides by Stephen Farmer. Those are my two little Bibles of the animal world. So if I see an animal, I get so excited. I look it up in the book. I tell my friends about it. I saw a fox. And we all know that, you know, if you see a fox, it's all this stuff about being sly or cunning, or maybe it's about the den. And, you know, there's all these different meanings, and it's so complicated. You know, an eagle can mean something to you and something else to me, but I look at every single thing as a message. And so when I did finally do that, guess what? Spirit is so wise. They are so resourceful. As soon as they knew that I was going to pay attention to animals, boy, did they bring the messages on heavy through the animals. You know, if your messages come through automatic writing, if that's the only thing you like, they'll use it. They'll find a way to use it. So regardless of how you want to be connected, you can pick a way or you can pick every way. Just do it. You know, create the platform for higher frequencies to come to you. If you don't create it, it's sort of like chaos. You have to create the platform. I do it through meditation. I teach a meditation class called Journey to Your Garden. And it's for people who, I'm not a Zen meditator. I don't sit and go blank in my mind. I'm a Sagittarius, and based on everything anybody's ever told me about when I was born, I'm not going to stop talking ever. I've had so many people look at my charts. I don't know if you're familiar with human design, but this guy looked at my human design chart, and he goes, oh, there's your guides. That's that. He could see it all in my chart. And I thought, thank goodness, because sometimes I feel a little lulu with all these words. But luckily, I found this meditation technique, luckily, ha-ha. You know, it was divine, I'm sure. But it gave me the chance to use guided meditation and a technique that opens up a platform to talk to my guides. And once I found that platform, it just came in. It was flawless. And I love that, and I taught so many people to do it. And like 99% of the people talk to their guides. It's amazing. So that's what I recommend, really, is to meditate or find the platform that works for you for the frequencies to come in.
Okay. Well, Holly, we've got two more people waiting for readings. And so the first one is another caller from Colorado. So we have another person from 303 area code. Are they on the air yet? Yes, they're on the air now. Hi, caller from 303 area code. You're on the air with Holly. Do you have a question for her?
Hi, yes, this is Diana.
and I love Holly too. I'm one of her fans. I am also a graduate of her meditation class, and actually I took the first and the second group of classes from her. So I can attest to the fact that it's a fantastic way to learn how to meditate. And I have a question about something that came up in my meditation a couple days ago, and I thought maybe Holly could find out a little bit about that for me.
Hi, Diana.
Okay? Hi, Holly. So the question I have is that in my meditation, it was 2 days ago, I saw people in my garden that hadn't been there before, but I distinctly felt like they were an aspect of me. And I wondered if I didn't get that information. There was a lot going on, and so I was just trying to stay very present with my meditation, but would love to know if you could check with the guides and see what information they could share with me.
Okay, so I want to... Okay, never mind. I was trying to differentiate. There were several times that they were showing me, but it looks like it's always the same group of beings. So let me ask them. You want to know who they are or why they're there? What is exactly the question?
Yes. What was their purpose for being there?
Okay, thank
yes,
you.
If I could know who they are, too, that would be great.
Okay. They're saying that as far as who they are, they're going to push that aside. Let's talk about why they're there. The guides are your guides. This is your guide speaking to my guides, and so I'm sort of using the telephone line here, and I'm telling you what my guides are saying. And what the reply is that these beings are there because you called them. That's why they're there. So we could end the conversation right there. But the guides are saying they know you want to know information. So you called them. You are ready to access another aspect of self. Now, what they mean by that is when we go into meditation and we go into a frequency, we create a lot around that frequency. So let's just say that you lived in a high rise and you went up to floor 10, and that's where you communicated with your guides. And so let's just say you put out a lot of chairs. You know, you've got, let's say, 7 or 8 guides, so you put out 7 or 8 chairs, and maybe you had a couple extra just in case somebody stopped by. And you put food in the fridge for 7 or 8 guides, maybe a couple extra. Well, they're telling you now there's, you know, more. Were there like 30? How many were there?
Well, I do always have a huge group of guides that show up, and I never know who exactly is going to show up. But these felt more, they were like, this is funny, they were like normal people. Like I saw a cowboy who was leaving. He was actually standing there, and he seemed a little bit grumpy, which I thought was funny if he was an aspect of me. And then there was a young girl saying goodbye to her brother. So that was those were the two different scenes I saw.
So I'm going to interrupt for a second. Yeah. So what the guides are saying is that you are putting pictures to frequencies. So let's just say a ghosty image comes to you, and you say, oh, my gosh, I sort of recognize that. Your mind looks for the recognition. So you probably have a past life, or it could be even as simple as the last time that frequency came to you, you were watching a movie with a cowboy. So the guides are saying let the pictures go, because all you're doing is searching for what the familiarity is. Next time you go into your garden, they want you to ask your guides, your specific guides, the ones that you're working with all the time, ask them to take you to the frequency to meet these beings. What I'm seeing is that there's 30 plus, maybe even 40 of them, and you need to up-level yourself. So take that elevator up to the next floor and then create a new venue for them. They need a new venue. The old frequencies are too low for their communications, and these beings are Pleiadians from what I see. What I see, they have blue light. They are high intelligence, and they're sent here to work with Earth helpers. They're sent here to work with beings that, you know, bring the angelic frequencies to Earth through their own healings. So this is another aspect of, I want to say giving. I feel like they're going to give you communications that you give forth, but it is an up-leveling. And the guides are saying you've been ready for it for a while, and they have brought pieces of it to you, but they can't really bring much more to you. You have to go up and meet this frequency in order to integrate it properly. So it just doesn't sit well in the garden frequency, which is a low fifth dimensional frequency. They want you to get to a mid to high fifth dimensional frequency. So you'll probably go into your garden and ask your guides this question, and they'll take you up. They'll probably, you'll feel it. They'll take you up. And you can use a visualization like an elevator in a high rise or something. You know, I always joke about the magic carpet. You know, you get on the magic carpet and it goes up. That's fun. So whatever it is you want to do. And then you'll probably see them as pure light. They'll present themselves as pure light. So when you see the pictures, just say thank you. Is that really you? And it'll go away. And it could look as intense and as fast as if you were flipping through the pages of a book. That's how fast the pictures could be, because you'll recognize these frequencies from this time, this time, this time, this time, that movie, that time. But, you know, so many recognition pieces can come forth.
Yeah.
Okay, and I interrupted you, so please continue if you have that thought to continue.
No, that makes complete sense to me. And as a matter of fact, it did feel that the energy frequency when I had this meditation was very fast. It was almost as if I couldn't keep up with everything that I was sensing. And I also had a sense that I was taken up, so that there was some kind of tower with an elevator in it. But everything seemed to come so fast. So is there a way that I can slow it down? Like, how do I ask for clarity?
So, yeah, that's a very good question. I'm glad you asked that, because this is good for everybody to know. As I talked before about the New Age Awareness Technique, where I'm programmed to ask questions. You know, I keep telling myself, ask questions. Sometimes we have to take a breath. So you're probably asking enough questions to where you're saying, who are you? How do I know you? What's the commonality? What's the common ground? You're checking them out. So the guides are saying, close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes and recognize through your higher sense of being. So I'm going to say what the guides are showing me, which I've never done. They're saying that we recognize things usually through our mind or our third eye. That's how we work visually. They're saying lift up your visual awareness into the eighth chakra. So everyone has a light above their heads. And if you don't sense that, then just ask the guides to help you find it. Take me to my eighth chakra, or some people call it the eighth light. Take me to my eighth light and show me how to recognize these beings through that light. And they will show you, I'm thinking, a new talent or a new skill or a new way of seeing. And the guides are saying you will never ask for the former type of recognition again, because you'll find that this is really the way you recognize Christ consciousness light.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. I can't wait to hear about this, because I haven't ever had anything like this come through in a reading that I remember. So this will be interesting.
Yes. Well, I will definitely keep you posted, because I can't wait to try it.
thank you so much. Thank you for calling, Diana.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Diana. Calling.
Okay, Holly.
Yes.
Okay, are you ready for the last caller?
Yes.
Okay, and when we're finished talking to her, then we'll talk about your final giveaway for the evening, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, caller from 843, I think I know who this is.
Hi, Kathy.
I do know who that is. This is Amy. Amy, meet Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Amy.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, I do realize we're short on time now, so I'll
That's
just keep
okay.
it short.
I got extended.
I'm in the process now of just exploring where I'm going and what my gifts are. And so I'm just wondering what my guide feel is the most important thing I need to know right now in this search and journey.
Okay. Amy, since I have never met you and I want to get clarity on your frequency, do you mind giving me your birth date?
My birth date and the year, August 22nd, 1954.
Okay, they gotcha. Thank you, sweetie. I really appreciate that. I know we're on.
You're welcome.
Now everybody knows when to send you a birthday card. Okay. So, do you ever use a pendulum?
Yes.
Well, that's one of your gifts, is using a pendulum. So, one thing I want you to do, Amy, is to remember, this is how my guide showed me how to use a pendulum. When, you know, I do readings, and so people assume that I can do everything. I once went to a class, and in order to learn the technique, you had to muscle test. And I stopped. I didn't stop the class. The instructor stopped the whole class for probably about an hour and a half because I couldn't muscle test. So
wow.
It was a thing. So having these gifts, either muscle testing or using a pendulum dowsing, they're very, very important. And I had a problem with dowsing, but the dowsing cleared up. But what my guides showed me as far as dowsing is that they wanted me to imagine that my immediate guide, are you right-handed, Amy?
Yes, I am.
So imagine your guide is standing behind you on your right side with his left arm, his left hand on your right shoulder. And then imagine
okay.
There's a being behind him of pure light that is standing behind your guide with his left hand on your guide's left shoulder. And then it
okay.
Does that all the way back up to the divine. So this is a kind of a silly little human picture, but we love silly little human pictures because it puts our mind at rest. So if you
yes.
Think about dowsing, you need to have the energy centers at your shoulder and at your elbow and at your wrist and in your hand clear. If they're not clear, that's where you're going to get interference. So you've got to clear that. And if, I don't know if you're close with Kathy, but she could do that in 2 seconds, maybe 5 seconds, but she could do it fast.
Okay.
She can help you get your arms clear. And you have some problems getting energy stuck in your shoulders, your elbows, and your wrists. So if you wake up achy, the first thing I do is say, guys, if there's anything that you can clear right now, clear it. You know, then I'll work with, you know, all the fun little tools like crystals and things like that. But the first thing I do is ask my guides, clear it. You know, what did I pick up? Where did I pick it up? Once you get to where your dowsing is really, really clear, which I think is going to take you just really a few minutes, you have a natural gift for dowsing. Once you do that, you're going to be able to ask questions and get answers on paper. So if you have a paper map, you know, of the United States or of a state or of a city, and you say where, your pendulum is going to show you. The problem here is the question. So where should I go? The guides will tell you every single time you ask a being of light, where should I go? They will say, wherever you want. What should I do? What do you need to do? So I want you to start writing down what you want and why. So when you say, where should I go, you know, what do you desire? Do you desire water or snow? Do you desire happiness? Do you desire family? Do you desire, you know, one story or two stories? Do you desire, you know, whatever it is? And write those things down so that you can get clarity in your mind, because your energy is a little bit of a question mark. So I think you are waiting for spirit to give you some big push in the direction of desire, and they won't. You know, if you've got a strong soul contract that's sending you to a place, you will know. You will not have a question about it. You will be pulled there like nobody's business. People will tell you, I had to move there. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I had to. If you don't have that, then you're in a place where you can go wherever you want, and spirit will work through you.
Okay.
So even that, asking where are you supposed to go, the guides are saying, sky's the limit, baby. What do you want to do? Let's have fun. You know, and when I ask them where to go, this is what they're telling me. Go to the park and sit on a swing. So
yes.
They're telling you to play. So you might have a little problem with being serious sometimes, you know, not playing enough. They're also saying
yes.
Go to see a movie. So when we get too serious, which can happen so easily in life, we've got bills and this and that, you know, it's easy to get serious. Remember that being serious every day takes you into lower frequencies. Laughter brings you into higher frequencies. So
okay.
Be serious. Crack up the seriousness with some laughter. Okay, you know,
that makes
sense. Yeah, I don't know if you're on Facebook, but, you know, when you're cruising through Facebook, look for the funny videos. People say, this made me laugh, da-da-da-da-da. You can get on the Internet and Google funny videos. There's websites with funny videos. I have a couple of things that I keep as my standby. I have a DVR where I can record movies. So I mm-hmm. always have a tearjerker recorded, and I always have a funny movie recorded. And the reason is if I feel stuck emotionally and I can't get it out, I'll watch the tearjerker. If I feel like I just can't get myself to laugh, I'll watch the funny movie. You know, I try to keep resources available. I try to be conscious about those needs. They're small needs, but when those parts of me aren't fed, I feel bogged down in life. I feel heavy. I feel like I have concrete shoes and I have to drag them everywhere. I want to feel light, and I want to feel like I'm bubbly, and I want to feel like I'm having fun. You know, there's just really no point to this unless you're having fun. Have you ever seen the movie Michael with John Travolta?
Yes, I have. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's the most awesome movie, and I love that because it's Archangel Michael comes and puts sugar on Frosted Flakes and drinks beer and dances.
Yeah.
You know?
Smokes.
You know, and so the guys are saying that when you say, what are my gifts, they say, we don't have time to tell you your gifts. There's so many. You know, they're going to say you're a good dowser. But if you want to know your spiritual gifts and how you can help people, the guys are saying you have an extreme grace when it comes to communication. So you probably haven't ever been called on being too blunt or too aggressive. They're saying you have a gentle way about you, and you are a very good communicator, which means you may find yourself giving people information, but you may also find yourself in family situations where people just need help knowing what each other said. You know, that's not a paying job. That's a life job.
Right.
You may find yourself, you know, in a corporate atmosphere because they need that influx of light and communication. You know, if you want to get more specific, you could about gifts, but that's what they're saying so far.
Wow, you've been, everything that you have said has absolutely resonated.
Good, I'm so happy to hear that.
Amazingly so.
Good.
Well,
so I hope you work with Pendulum.
You.
And if you're thinking about moving, I would really get a map of the area that you're thinking about and just start dowsing and see what happens. You know, if the dowser points to an area that's not an area you want to live in, then just say, God bless that area, please, because I'm not going there. You know, you're in charge. You know, you can pray for an area to live there.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Holly.
You're welcome, Amy. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you,
thank
Amy.
You thank you, Kathy. Okay. Well, you guys have...
Oops. Did I lose you guys?
No, I don't know what happened. We went off the air for a second, I guess. I don't know what happened. Okay, let's go to your last giveaway tonight, Holly.
Okay, my last giveaway is a reading. Yay!
Yay!
So I'm going to probably for the next 2 weeks. I think Kathy and I were trying to figure out the dates before, but I'm going to do the end of January or February. Because I don't know what month we're in. Okay, the end of February 2014. So if you're already on my mailing list, send an email to holly@lightworkersalliance.com and just say, entering the reading contest, I'm already on the email list. But if not, I'll put you on my email list. So just send me an email that says, please put me on your email list and enter me in the contest for a reading, and I'll do a drawing at the end of February the 28th for a reading for someone.
Awesome. And you want that sent to holly@lightworkersalliance.com?
Absolutely.
Okay. Very cool. And if somebody wants to have you do something different with them, to work with you in another way, is that the best way for them to contact you, Holly, is through your website?
Yeah, you can contact me through website, email. You can also text me or call me at my cell phone number, which is 303-956-3434. 303-956-0334.
Okay, good. Okay. Let's just do one more. I have one more question for you that I really, because you talked at length about praying and meditating, so I think I'm feeling complete with that. But what is one thing that you could tell people, and it might go back to the meditating, but what is one thing that you think would be the biggest help for somebody to support their spiritual awakening?
Oh, wow, one thing, huh? Well, I'll try to answer this for the masses. My first inclination is to just recommend that you listen. It's kind of a strange little thing, listening. But if you listen, you'll notice that there are things that are repeated. You'll hear the same words or the same sentences or the same songs or the same movies. You'll hear them repeated. You know, once I turned on my TV, and I didn't ever watch Oprah Winfrey. I mean, I'd catch it every once in a while. But I turned it on once, and it was the exact same episode that I had caught last time I turned on the TV at that time. I just sat right down, and I thought, what do you want to tell me? I'm listening. What is it? And I watched that whole episode. I never figured out what it was. But I know there was something in there that hit my subconscious mind. Pay attention, because what we do, like I said before, I pay attention to animals. When we pay attention, we set up a venue for our guides to communicate with us. You know, uh-huh. They never give up on us. They're so smart, and they send us little messages all the time. And I really can't stop at one thing, so I got to keep going. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. The other thing I would say that supports spiritual awakening is love. Love and forgiveness. And one of my favorite practices is Ho'oponopono. And if you haven't heard of it, I'm going to say it really fast so you can't write it down. Ho'oponopono. Just kidding. It's a Hawaiian practice. And all you do is say a phrase. And I'm going to let you guys research it online. It's spelled H-O-O-P-O-N-O. It's exactly like it sounds. Ho'oponopono. All O's. And it's an ancient Hawaiian practice that's been revitalized through popularity. There's some books about it and stuff. But I use it to clear energy. And when you use Ho'oponopono, you say this phrase. I'll just tell you the phrase I use. The phrase I use is, thank you, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry. And it breaks up energy. I say it to the divine, no one else, only to the divine. Thank you, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry. And it's so important to clear up energy, because it makes me take responsibility for what's going on in my life and clear the energy. And I also recommend that people read and talk about their desires. Just focus on your desires. You know, read books about it. Talk to your friends about it. Make lists about it. You know, and live your truth. Don't lie. Feed the beast of love with compliments until it becomes a fuzzy, cuddly bear. That may be kind of, but, you know, really, you know, think about what you want and feed it. If you talk negative, you're feeding what you don't want.
Right.
You know, feed what you want. And what I tell everyone is to breathe, you know, focus on your breath, be conscious of our breath. For some reason, humans hold their breath a lot. It's silly. Breathe deeply. You can breathe into all parts of your body. You really can. And I live in altitude, so this is highly important for people in altitude, but it's important for people everywhere. And I know, Kathy, you know this because you're located where you are because of this.
Right.
And that is
because
of water. You have to water yourself. Water yourself. It's so essential. It's so important. Water fills our cells with goodness and love, and dehydration dries us up. And water is a conduit for light and healing. You'll hear it over and over again. So that's a few things that support spiritual awakening. And everything I've named, anyone can do. It's not because you're gifted. It's not because, you know, God chose you. It's not because you had a psychic grandma, you know. These are things that everybody can do. Your gifts are going to show up in different ways. My gift is showing up to speak to others, and I've allowed that to happen in my life. But your gift may be to sit under a tree and sing a song. You know, it's not any less important. We are all light workers, and we all have the chance to ground to the core of the earth, stay connected to the divine, and be our light. We all have the chance to do that. So laugh. Watch funny movies. Give people presents.
Right.
And drink water.
That's right. Yay for water. I think that that was a great idea, to have movies that you know you can depend on, that will your energy when you're feeling stuck.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I do it with music. You know, I have certain CDs in my car. It drives my husband crazy that I won't change my CDs. But I have certain ones that do certain things, and when I need that energy, I want it.
Right. I understand that. Well, thank you for being on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. We need to wrap it up for tonight, though, and maybe I can have you on the show again.
I would love to come on again. I've had a blast, and just because I'm who I am and I do what I do, I want to ask that all the beings of light that have come forth today bless each and every person listening, and as we disconnect from each other and the Akashic Records connections, that everyone be pulled into their pillar of light in the most appropriate manner, grounded to the core of the earth, connected to the I Am Presence, and blessed. I ask that the ethereal beings of light that have blessed us this evening be blessed with our appreciation, gratitude, and love, and that we open to accept their blessings. I'm so grateful for every person that is involved in making this call happen, especially you, Kathy, and John.
Yeah, John's sitting right here. Well, thank you again, Holly. I really appreciate it, and this has been a great experience for everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless everybody. God and Goddess bless everybody.
That's right.
Gotta be fair.
That's right. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Love you, honey.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So I want to say thank you again for Holly being on the show this evening. If we did not get to your call, we had extended the show by 30 minutes to accommodate some of the people calling in. So I really appreciate April for allowing us to go longer than was scheduled. And it was wonderful to reconnect with Holly. I met her in 2007, and she's a really, really dear friend. And I ask you to join us next week. My guest next week is going to be animal communicator Diane Jackson out of North Carolina. And don't forget to be watching for my classes to be available as webinars. I'll be making an announcement on Wings on the Ground in the next month or so. I'm very excited about that because I'll be able to reach so many more people. As always, please take care of yourselves and each other. Happy Valentine's Day. Make sure and love on yourself. Thanks for listening, and please come back next week. Namaste.
Blog Talk Radio. Enlightening the world.